Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What is up and welcome to another episode of the Beerable Dad. Your host is always the Beerable Dad. Hopefully your day's going good. Hopefully everything's happening that should be happening. You're not having any like crazy surprises. Nobody likes a crazy surprise. Today I was going to talk about just like old friendships. I recently saw on Facebook, it was an old friend's birthday. And I reached out to him and I said, hey, happy birthday. And then I said something that like, it was just like this weird, funny little inside joke between like a few of us. And it was really fun. Like it brought me back to like those days when stuff was a little more pure almost. And it was just a nice little thing to say. And then he got back to me and he'd said that he'd been listening to the podcast and I appreciated it because you lose those connections with people. Like, it's so easy. And then you do everybody does it. I think everybody that has kids does it at least will be like, oh, yeah, we'll for sure catch up and we'll for sure do stuff together. And sometimes it just never happens. So, yeah, it kind of sucks in that aspect of things that like you are growing up. But I don't know. I don't know how to really go about it. It's just one of those weird facts of life that nobody really tells you. Like, your friends aren't going to be your friends forever. For some people, that's a hard thing to understand. Even for me. Man, in, like, grade 5, you have friends that are ride or die with you till forever. Same, like my son's in grade 6, and I was trying to explain this to him. That his friends may not always be his friends. Like, it happens. People change. It just happens. And as you grow as a person, and as you grow as an adult, and you grow as a parent, all those things will change for you. All of those things. You will hold different things more near and dear to your heart. And those friends, quote unquote, that, and not saying that they weren't friends, because for sure they were. You guys grew up together. You were, but like you may never have that again. And it's strange. Like as an adult, finding new friends, finding things that you can talk to other people and like bond with them about. Like actually just last night, me and another friend of mine set up a game night. It was just board games. It was called Galactic Trucker. I think it was Galactic Trucker. It was a mess. I lost really badly. But it was still fun. But one of the guys that came, he has just moved to town. He doesn't know anybody, really. And I think it's brave for him coming from another, like a larger center to a smaller center and trying to make friends because it's hard. You can't, not everybody can do it. Some people move to places and they will not talk to anybody ever and be down on life. And I've seen it. I think everybody has seen it, which sucks. You always want those new friendships and you want to have like, and there are people that will be with you ride or die for life. I have two friends like that, too. That's it. I don't think I have any more. Yeah. And I had three. And one of them, they changed. Like we all do. And I don't blame them for that. Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I'm not the guy to tell you what to do with your life. But yeah, it can really suck. But if you go out there and try and make those new connections with people, it can be really awesome too. It can make a world of difference. It could be just talking with another dad and finding out, hey, like, what are you into? Oh, I'm into trucks and cars or beer or smoking meat or video games or TV shows or movies. You pick it, it's fine. So yeah, it's good to like branch out and find new things and still live or still remember those cool moments that you were able to have with people before this. It's interesting. It's navigating life. And nobody really prepares you for it. People tell you about it, but you're never prepared for it. You're never like, oh, I knew exactly what was going to happen. This is perfect. This is exactly what I knew was going to go down. So I guess I would say keep an open mind. Don't forget the people from your childhood. Remember them. Like, think about like all the fun you had. Like I can think of a time in grade 7. It's still probably like the funniest thing I've ever experienced. And it was just like this. We were sitting in class, and it was actually the guy that had messaged me on Facebook, or that I had messaged happy birthday to, and this other girl that we just hung out with, and it was just a sexual comment. You're in grade 7, like, sex is so funny. Ha ha ha. Like everybody is like that in grade 7. Oh my god, boobs. Ah! And I was laughing so hard. I had tears in my... Like, we all did. All three of us had tears in our eyes. It was just like a really, like, interesting moment. That, like, we were still friends after... Like, because so where we are, it goes... Or at least it used to go from grade... Or from kindergarten all the way to grade 7 in one school. And then from grade 8 to grade 12 in another school. But yeah, like, we were never really, like, good friends after that. Like, we were good, really, like, really good friends. I thought, at least in, like, grade 6, grade 7. And then, yeah, I look back on that moment fondly. And I think that that's hilarious. It was one of those things that you hope that your children experience, because it's just a pure heartwarming moment in your life of growing up. So yeah, no, I think that covers exactly what I want to say for this segment. Yeah, I was really happy about that. It brought back a lot of memories when he messaged me and I messaged him. So yeah, he said he listens. So Tom, I appreciated that comment. Like, it, yeah, it's just one of those things I look back on fondly back in grade school. Anyways, moving on, we are gonna go with a beer today. What is it called? It is Collective Arts Brewing Limited out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You can check them out at collectiveartsbrewing.com. It's a hazy state session IPA, I believe. Oh no, one second, we have to add the dad joke of the day. I completely forgot, guys, my mistake. Okay, dad joke of the day: why are elevator jokes so good? They work on so many levels. Sorry, I completely missed dad joke of the day. Sorry. I'll give you two then. Why did the computer get mad at the printer? Because it didn't like its tone or voice. Why are peppers the best at archery? Because they have an arrow. There you go. You got three. That's all you get. Yes. So Hazy State, Collective Arts Brewing Canada, Hamilton, Ontario. The can is really nice. They have a few different can or beers, and they all have like a unique can. This one has it's like a woman in the bushes. It reminds me of, with red hair, lots of green foliage. It is very artsy. Let's see, what do we got for contains wheat, barley. Well, that's all it says. Okay, let's listen for that crack. It has a nice IPA smell. Let's get into this. Let's get into this first drink. Interesting. It's got a nice, it has the IPA taste. It doesn't linger, which is really nice, which I've said before, like Nine Locks had like the perfect IPA for me because it has the IPA taste, which is nice, but it doesn't have that IPA linger. Yeah, let's go in for another drink. Yeah, that's really, it's a good beer. It's surprising. I was not expecting to like it. Another beer I have recently tried is a Belgian wheat ale. The beer is Grits and Mash Belgian wheat ale, and they are out of Kimberley, British Columbia. I went there. I talked with the owner, a really nice guy. And it was so nice. Like it's like a perfect pizza beer. And I keep telling people about this. I've never had that before. Like all in all, perfect pizza beer. And this beer kind of reminds me of that. Like I would, like it's like a. I'm doing a food pairings now. Jeez, it's it tastes like good with like lasagna or spaghetti or like a pasta sauce of some sort. I wouldn't go with a white pasta sauce, but definitely a tomato pasta sauce. So, yeah, I like that. Hazy State Session IPA. Collective Arts Brewing. Have another drink. Huh. Yeah, I don't mind that at all. So, honestly, we're going to start off. The can presentation is quite stunning. I would give it probably 5 out of 5 for can presentation. Yeah. Then taste, honestly, I'd give it a 4.5. Maybe just a 4, actually. You know, I'd go with a 4. It's not a beer. I would have it at my house. I probably wouldn't, like, buy it often, though. I've said it before. I'm not a huge IPA guy. I buy a lot of them for some reason. I've been trying lots of sours also recently. Sours are really interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about them, though. I think sours are really hit and miss. I think you could have, like, some good sours, but there's a point of sourness where it's not good. It just tastes like shit. Pardon my language, but it does. So I would say... Oh, sorry. Also, it's a 4.1% alcohol. It's a nice light beer. That's nice, nice beer color. Yeah, I'd probably give it a... I don't know what I'd give this. Maybe a 4? I think I'd probably give it a 4. Yeah, like, I think the fact that you have it in your fridge is huge, when it comes, for me at least, when it comes to these beers. And I would definitely have a couple of these in my fridge, not as a giveaway beer, like, oh, here, drink this, I don't like it, which I definitely have said about some other beers. So, yeah, if you like IPAs, yeah, I would recommend this one, especially out in Ontario area, because it is made in Hamilton. Out this way, I'm not sure how often we get it, but yeah, there are. Check out, like, don't go to your government liquor store to find interesting beers. I found if you go away, like if you find like a little, check out just different beer stores. You'll be really shocked. I actually just recently found one in close to where I live, and they have like such an amazing selection that I had no idea about. We just walked in there. Another brewing company had said, oh, you can get our beer here. So we went in there, and I was like, holy man, like, this is crazy. You guys have like everything. like a exorbitant amount of stuff in here, which really shocked me. So yeah, do your due diligence. Like, go out there, check out different beer stores. I'm sure every town pretty much has like at least a few. So check them out, see what there is, because you'll surprise yourself 9 times out of 10. Yeah, and of course there's gonna be bad ones that only have Pack Coors and Bud Light, but hey, maybe they have a good rum selection or something. I'm a huge rum drinker. I drink quite a lot of rum. So yeah, I might even do a rum review fairly soon. Do a little we'll do a Rummable Dad podcast, because. Yeah, it's nice to have different drinks, and even to talk about the different like drinks that you can get or try out. Like, another thing is like, what's a great drink to go with? Like, for like, if you're out on the town, like you're probably like, if you're out on a date with your wife, you probably don't want to be drinking White Russians. White Russians have milk in them, which gives you like really bad breath. And it's like, it kind of curdles with the booze and stuff. Like, go with a gin and tonic. Gin and tonic's like a great like gentleman's drink, or whiskey sour, or like there's so many, like an old fashioned. An old fashioned is like perfect. It's like one of the perfect drinks, or just a classic rum and coke. So yeah, something to look forward to. I still need to set up a date with Chris and Mash and Kimberly. They are in to do a podcast with me. Another one that I mentioned before was Sticks and Stone out of Fernie, BC. They are a cannabis shop, and we're still working out the details of that. So, yeah, look forward to these in the upcoming episodes. I'm always... excited to talk to you guys. I also have an email now you can get a hold of me at beerabledad@gmail.com. Very easy to remember, beerabledad@gmail.com. Yeah, send me an email if you want to ask me questions. I really would love some. It would mean the world to me. Another thing is if you're getting this podcast on iTunes, I understand that it's a pain in the ass me saying go and review it. But it does help me, so I'm going to say it some more. Go review it. Say, hey, I really like the Beerable Dad. I would really appreciate it. So, for the Beerable Dad, have a great week.